Is it going? There's a very, very powerful passage in the Aruch HaShulchan, beginning of Aruch Chaim. You know, the Shulchan Aruch begins with Shivisi Hashem L'Negdi Samid, is a sort of klal gadol in Torah and a klal gadol in life. But the Aruch HaShulchan begins with the citation of a pasuk in Mishlei that Aruch Chaim L'mal L'maskil L'ban Sur Mish'ol Mata. And he comments that as human beings, we are different than the angels, and we are different than the animals. Where in some ways we are like the angels, in some ways we are like the animals. The Gemara comments, there are three things in which we're like the Malachi Asharis, and three things which we are like Behema. So he says that the goal of a spiritual Torah being is to emphasize, is to become more like Aruch Chaim L'malo L'maskil, and to stay away from Sha'ol Mata. And that's why everything that we do in life, when we eat, when we engage in tashmish, when we take care of all of our physical needs, so in doing so, which are fundamentally more of the animal aspects, because the malachim don't eat and the malachim don't procreate, so we should try, we need to keep the Ribbono Shel Olam in mind at those times, and we need to make our behavior, what we might say, more angelic. We want to be like the angels, not like the animals. The whole concept of Kedusha that the Ramban articulates in Parshas Kedoshim Tiyu, although he doesn't formulate it in these terms, is exactly that. Kadesh Atzmacha B'Mutar Lach. The Ramban is not advocating asceticism. He's advocating restraint. After all, as you saw the Ramban comments also in the Parsha of Arayos, you know, critiquing the Rambam's theory of why the Arayos were prohibited, a person could spend his days eating and drinking, as long as everything, you know, has a padatz hashgacha. He could have multiple wives and be constantly engaged in tashmish. And the Ramban says, that's what Chazal are telling us, kidoshim to you, prushim to you. Not like Rashi, that it refers specifically to the Parsha of Arayos, but rather it refers to restraint in the way one goes about living life. We unfortunately live in a society which has many, many positive things and often a great emphasis on ethics, but on the whole tends to be totally devoid of kedusha. There seems to be very little sense of restraint, certainly in things that don't on the surface seem to harm other people. Not hurting about anybody else than to engage in an orgy of food or anything else like that, that somehow is really okay because, you know, it doesn't hurt anybody, it's not a problem. And that might be arguably true, that might be arguably true from a secular ethical perspective. But that isn't our ethos. We don't believe only in Bein Adam L'Chaveiro or in the concept purely of ethics. But we aspire much more to achieve Kiddushah. And it's difficult. It's difficult in a climate which is very much the antithesis of that. The Mishnah in Avos tells us, and I think this really cuts to the heart of the issue, Hakina hataiva v'kavod, motzien es ha'adam in ha'olam. And all of those things are really about transgressing the boundaries of Kiddusha. It's about not simply being sufficient with having one's needs met, but needing more. That's what taiva is about. That's what kina is about. That's what seeking kavod is about, a different kind. You know, I just read, I don't know that it's really true, but someone was studying why is it that the United States by far outstrips every other society in terms of mass murders. So, the obvious answer is the availability of weapons is one. But there was another explanation that was offered, which was something about American culture in particular, where everything, you know, the most important thing you can achieve is fame. And for some people realize at a certain point that the only way they're going to achieve fame is through notoriety. Everybody will know who they are. So I don't really know if that analysis is correct as to why there are more mass murders. I really don't know. But I do know that there is a cult of celebrity that exists in our culture. And that is, fundamentally speaking, that is a seeking of kavod that is the opposite of kiddusha. You know, it's okay to be honored, but as with every other tangible, material thing that we seek to achieve, it has to be tempered. It has to be in moderation. And that's difficult, but it's a tremendous, tremendous challenge. And I think that one of the problems of living enmeshed as much as we do in this culture, and that is our reality, I'm not advocating changing that, is that we sometimes miss that point, because there are many things that we find appealing about the culture, and there are many things that are very good, in the ethos of Western and American culture. We have to remind ourselves that it is fundamentally not our culture, and our culture is derived from the Torah. And therefore, we have to be very careful when we choose to assimilate things, or sometimes we don't even choose, it just happens. You need to be very, very careful looking around and looking at what you absorb to understand that which it belongs to us and that which doesn't. And I think that very much, the crux of the issue is, on some level, and again, there are certain angelic aspects that one can find in Western culture, but I think in the totality of life, not just in Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, but in the totality of life, we strive to be like the angels. We strive to achieve that sense of Kedusha. We strive that it should be Orach Chaim L'mala L'maschil L'man Sur Mishal Mata. Good Shabbos.